The EU Council says the new framework will allow the EU to sanction individuals and entities responsible for actions that threaten the peace, stability and security of Niger. This also includes those who undermine the country's constitutional order or constitute serious violations to human rights or international humanitarian law. With the restrictive measures, the EU could freeze assets of targeted entities and individuals and hand them travel bans. It says this will send a clear message to the junta that military coups bear costs. The EU had earlier condemned the coup in Niger and suspended support and security cooperation. Niger is already facing heavy economic sanctions imposed by regional bloc ECOWAS to pressure the military junta to restore democratic rule to the West African country. Ajek Mangut, Abuja.